MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 10, 2025. Two Cape Ann residents are running for Ferranti's seat, and Salisbury taxes are on the rise. Showers, windy mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:20 p.m. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, after 9 years of serving the late State Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti as a legislative aide, Andrew Drew Tarr is making a bid for her seat. Former Rockport Select Board Chair Sarah Wilkinson is also throwing her hat in the ring. The political declarations come as 5th Essex District seat for Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester by the Sea is open due to Ferranti's death November 27 at the age of 53 after a 5-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Mayor Greg Verga, whose father Anthony held the seat before Ferranti, and Councillor Dylan Benson both said that while encouraged by supporters to run for the seat, they ultimately decided not to make a bid. While the State House of Representatives has not called for a special election and could choose to leave the seat empty, Tarr and Wilkinson, both Democrats, filed papers Monday to set up candidate committees. Speaker Ron Mariano's office did not respond to questions about setting up a special election. State law does not specify a time frame to call for a special election. The next regular election for a full 2-year term in the Massachusetts House of Representatives will take place November 3, 2026. Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News. In Salisbury, pending approval, many local property owners will see their tax bills jump by hundreds of dollars after the Select Board on Monday held a classification hearing to set the fiscal 2026 rate. The average tax bill for single-family homes will be $6,126 for the upcoming fiscal year, an increase from the average fiscal 2025 bill of $5,890, according to local officials. The proposed tax rate for the upcoming fiscal year is $9.93 per $1,000, meaning for every $1,000 of assessed value, a property owner would be charged $9.93 in taxes. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News reports that in early 1774, Newburyport residents burned shipments of tea in Market Square to protest the tea tariffs imposed by King George III in the British Parliament. On Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., local residents in Newburyport will have the chance to celebrate that milestone from over 250 years ago with a commemorative protest and march against modern-day tariffs. The Tea and Toy Party protest in March is sponsored by the Newburyport Democratic City Committee and will be the 18th consecutive weekly protest held in Newburyport. And Lee Blander reports in the Marblehead Current, the town of Marblehead submitted a new preliminary multifamily zoning plan to the state on December 2 in hopes of earning compliance with the controversial MBTA Communities Act. On Tuesday, Marblehead town planner Alex Eitler said the new plan features two districts. The first and largest includes the Marblehead side of the Tedesco Country Club and golf course, along with the already established Smart Growth District near the Glover Farmhouse. The second parcel is on Broughton Road, Where there is public housing, the two districts combined would provide zoning for 897 housing units required by the state. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports, Phil Stacy reports in today's Salem News that Marblehead and Winthrop boys hockey teams will be part of a doubleheader this weekend to be played in Lake Placid, New York. The games will be played at Herb Brooks Arena. The two teams have played some big games against each other over the years, and this game will be played where the Miracle on Ice was played in the 1980 Winter Olympics. And from our local newspapers, the Salem News has named Masconomet golfer Cole Villardo as Golfer of the Year. The Gloucester Times has selected Rockport soccer goalkeeper Zakaira Buafi as Male Player of the Year. The Newburyport Daily News has picked Triton's Mia Jaworski as Female Cross-Country Runner of the Year. And the Lynn Daily Item has a pullout section in today's paper with all of their fall All-Stars. In men's college basketball from last night, Endicott topped St. Joseph of Maine 99-84. The Gulls are now at 9-1. Salem State beat Curry 192, and the Vikings have a 7-2 record so far. In men's college hockey, it was Endicott 5, Wesleyan 2. The Gulls now have a record of 7-1-1. The Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis last night 5-2. That road trip moves west for a game tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Celtics off last night, will be playing in Milwaukee tomorrow night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.